Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Danny. Today, I'm going to talk about John Locke's thought about rhetoric. Locke was born in a bourgeois family, and Enlightenment is a time when the bourgeois was going to boom. Locke undoubtedly is a famous pioneer and great thinker at this time. In his philosophical aspect, his empiricist who cited the well-known idea tabula rasa, which means we human beings accumulate knowledge with our experiences. In political way, he counteracts the divine right of kings and emphasizes the importance of humans' nature rights. And this idea even has a huge effect to the thinkers such as Baron de Montesquieu and Jean-Jacques Rousseau, and resulted in the two roaring revolutions, the independence of the US and French Revolution. Locke said, "Rhetoric, the powerful instrument of error and deceit." In this passage, we see Locke used the strong words error and deceit to condemn rhetoric. To explain why Locke would say so, we have to trace back to Locke's thoughts of truth. According to Locke, people need to use reason to reach the truth. In other words, while we using reason to think, the outcome we choose will be moral and true. However, rhetoric is a tool to interfere our direct approach to the true meaning, mislead the judgment, and sabotage the truth. Due to these reasons, no wonder Locke is totally against rhetoric so strongly. Nonetheless, it grows the disagreement in my mind against Locke. Though he blamed rhetoric as a negative thing, he still cannot deny the power of rhetoric, and that's why he used powerful to describe it. Besides, there is a paradox here. He almost neglects his work, such as books and speech, in some ways might be considered as a rhetorical presentation. Otherwise, his thoughts wouldn't be effective at that time. So, instead of resisting rhetoric, why not we learn to imitate Locke to say things logically and sophisticatedly to persuade the listeners and the audiences? Thank you.